Praise the Lord, church. Want to thank God for giving this opportunity to stand in your midst with the youth message. Our God is a good God. Acknowledge Pastor Paul C. Abraham and Amama here also to this Sunday worship. It's nice to see them after some time. Kids, how many of you remember the last Sunday message? What was the last Sunday message? Yeah? Anybody can say the last Sunday message? Who preached? No, we brother. Okay, so that's good. What was the last message? Nobody knows? Do not love the world. Okay. Okay. So pay attention to the words that is being said here. God will certainly bless and lead us. For today's meditation, let's turn our Bibles to a very familiar passage, Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 26. One of the youth can read it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 26. Thank you. So today we are going to see what God desires from each one of us. Usually we all plan our own ways, but there is something that God desires from each and every one of us. that is what the Lord put in my heart to talk to you. Here, it's such a familiar passage that I believe that even the small kids know this instance, where it says that there's about the wise man and the foolish man. But let us see, God will certainly talk to us or speak to us and give us certain spiritual insights into regarding this small topic. Here we can see, who is considered like a wise man? The Bible says like this, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man. So it is not a person who only hears, but it is a person who hears and obeys it. Who hears and follows it is a wise man. When you say, hearing the word of God, everyone hears the word of God. Like you and me, everyone hears the word of God. When we think about hearing, one thing which comes into my mind was a parable of the sower. Am I right? The sower went to sow, and the seeds fell on different places. Some seeds fell on the wayside, some seeds fell on the thorns, among the thorns. Some fell among the rocky places. Some fell on the good soil. There are four types. But all in every area, the seeds did fall. But the result or the net effect was very different in each of the situations or circumstances. So even in this scenario, that's not my topic. I'm just coming here back. Here also you can see, the wise man and the foolish man is hearing the word of God. There are many people who hear the words of God, but it will make no effect to us if we do not obey them or follow them. If we are just hearers of the word, the Bible says we are nothing but like foolish men. But if we hear it and obey it, the Bible says we are like a wise man. Okay? So today we have a choice. You should understand, God doesn't force anything on anyone. When God is giving you the word, it is your choice whether you want to be like a wise man or you want to be like a foolish man. But God's desire is that you be like a wise man. That is what God's desire for each and every one of us. Here in this instance, you can see there's two analogies which God used, or Jesus himself used. There are, you can see, two foundations can be seen. Two foundations, we have two impacts, and two results can be seen in the whole scenario. I know you all of you know this, am I right? So I'm not just going to repeat that were the same things. What is the foundation of a wise man? That is what I'm going to talk. I'm going to tell you what is this. As you know, when we hear the word of God, hearing is very good. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. But that alone is not, when it increases our faith, God expects us to be obedient to his voice. The first man, what he did was, he heard and obeyed, and he built his house upon the rock. He desired to build the house upon the rock. It is not easy to build a house upon the rock, if you really look, okay? You have to spend, the person, if he has to build a house upon the rock, he has to spend time and effort to build the house upon the rock, because he has to break the rock. He has to build a foundation on the rock. Am I right? You cannot just go and build it like very easily. However, look at the other analogy. The other scenario is the foolish man. He is building his house upon the sand. And upon the sand is very easy. He doesn't need so much of an effort to build his house upon the sand. It is easy to build the foundation on a sand. Today also, that is the same scenario. If you want to build a foundation on the sand, you can build it easily because there's no much efforts required. But what does this Bible, when it says that he built upon the rock, the Bible says, let us read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, it says that who is the rock there? The Bible says like this, they all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. So the rock that you have to build your foundation is not on the sand, but on the rock that is called Christ. This is the desire of God for you and for me. Not to build the foundation on a sand which is very loose and which will not be effective, but to build a foundation on Jesus Christ, the rock. I hope you got the message. So building, as you say, you can, when you build the foundation, you can build, the Bible says, you can build the foundation with many materials. Okay, in 1 Corinthians, let's take that chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12, I think. Can somebody read verse 12, please?
If anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, costly stones, wood, paper, straw, each one's
worth. Yes, thank you. So here you can see, you can build on this foundation, six items you can say, gold, silver, precious stones, one item, and the other is wood, hay, and straw. So this also you can see, some people prefer to use gold, or they try to build the foundation on gold, silver, and precious stones, whereas some people try to make of wood, hay, and straw. What is this really meaning? If you are building your foundation on the sand, let me give you some instance. Some people think in Christian life or in their life, education is the most important thing. Don't get me wrong. We all need to study. If God has given us opportunity, wisdom, and grace to study, I would encourage all of you to study and reach great heights. But that is not the foundation that you should rely on in your life. Education can give you the comforts, the needs that can be met in this worldly way. That is very good. Please pursue education for that purpose. Okay, but education is not everything in your Christian life, because we have seen people who have studied so much, because the Bible says what happens when knowledge increases. Knowledge just makes them proud. Knowledge puffs a person, and as a result, they come to conclusion saying that God is even not present. They come to that conclusion. So if your foundation is on education, you are just building it on the sand. On the other hand, some people build their foundation on wealth alone or money alone. Everything is money for them. They don't care about anything else. They just want to make money. They don't want God. They use God as a means to get money. They use God so that they can have the things of this world. So if you go in that foundation, the Bible says like this, you cannot serve God and money. You cannot serve. Do we need money to live? Yes, we need money to live. But that should not be the foundation of our Christian life. Or that should not, if you have wealth as a foundation, if you have the education as your foundation, it is only good for the temporal things. These all things will vanish after a period of time. In other words, when we leave this earth, we will not take anything. We can't take our education degree. You cannot take your money with you. You cannot take your fame with you. You cannot take anything that is there of this world. So that is what you're building a foundation on the sand. So God doesn't want us to do like that. That is a reminder. In other words, as I said, make sure that you all study well. Make sure that you all work hard to make good money. Okay? But that is not our foundation. If your whole hope in life is this, you are like a foolish man who's building your house upon the sand. But God wants us to build a foundation in Christ Jesus. Do you know, when you have to build a foundation, if a wise man have to build a foundation, he cannot go like this and build a foundation. He cannot be in his coat, suit and tie. He will obviously, if you want to do something, you'll have to take off your dress and dress appropriately to till the ground or to make a deeper foundation. And it's, moreover, it is a rock. Am I right? It is harder. It is not easy. So what you have to do, that's why the Bible says like this, you should put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Read Romans chapter 13, verse 12. Can somebody read Romans chapter 13, verse 12, please? Yes, and also you can read the 14th verse, which says like this, I will read it. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. So here you can see, if you want to lay a foundation in Jesus Christ, the first thing that you should do is put on the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, you should have the Lord to help you to get into a firm foundation or into the depth of Jesus Christ. Or to have a firm foundation, you cannot be in the world, you cannot love the world, you cannot serve the world and put on a deep foundation. The problem what we are trying to do is, we are trying to build a foundation using God and try to make a good building we are trying to make. That I would say, so I heard a person saying, that is like a transactional Christian. You know what's a transactional? You do this, you go to bank, you pay some money, you get something in return. You do this, I do that for you. That is how many Christians are treating God. But what is God? When you put on the Lord Jesus Christ and get into a deeper relationship with Him, that means spending time with Him. What you have to do, you should put off the old man also. You should put off the fleshly nature that is trying to overtake you. Children of God, God wants us to be a wise man. That's why in the 12th verse it says, the night is far spent, the day is hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. So you have to put off the works of darkness. You and I should put off our own self, should put off the fleshly nature and put on what God put on the Lord Jesus Christ and go into a deeper and closer walk. Even when we read earlier, we can see that some people, I said, build their foundation on gold, silver, and precious stones. Where are these found? These are not found easily. It is found in the depths of the earth. And if you have to get something from the Lord, only thing which is free from the Lord is salvation. Salvation is free from the Lord and to all. But anything, if you want to receive more or get to know God more, you have to spend time. You cannot be with the world. You cannot indulge in the worldly ways. You cannot indulge with the human ways of thinking and try to achieve God in that way. Rather, that is why in Colossians, let's read one more verse, Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3 verse 9. Can somebody read for me, please? Yes, and 10, please. So here you can see again, when you need to build on that foundation, you should put off the old man. You should put off the sinful nature. And what you should do on, you should put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. You are renewed in knowledge when you put on the new man, when you put on Jesus Christ and go into the depths of the foundation of in Jesus Christ, what will happen? You are becoming more like His image. So today, the desire of God is this. God wants us to have a deeper foundation in the rock that is called Christ. God wants us to put off the old nature and put on Jesus Christ, or ask the Holy Spirit to help you so that you can get into the depths of Christian life. Here you can come back to that incident in Matthew chapter 7. It says like this, once they built a foundation, once a foundation is made and the building is made, what happens there? There are four things that happens there, the Bible says. In both the analogies, in both the situations, four things happens. One is the rain descends down. So once the rain comes down, what will we do? We will go for shelter. So the house becomes a shelter for them. So they are both happy in their house. They are happy that they are safe and secure. Who? The wise man is happy, the foolish man is happy. Both of them are happy because rain is only falling. And even though they mixed everything, even though the foundation is on sand, they mixed many things, it is still withstanding. What happened after the rain descended? Floods came. The Bible says floods came. So when the floods came, what would they have thought? Oh, the water level is increasing. Okay? So they would have gone to a little bit higher place inside the home. The water is not coming inside, they would thought. Okay, it is not coming. When water came very high, they thought, okay, let me go even to the attic. Maybe they can go up to the attic. What happened after that? The winds blew. So the wind was started to blow. So they thought, oh, the wind is blowing in that direction. Maybe it's a different direction. But then it says, it bet against the house. So it is beating against the house. Now there is no option. This house is going to go through a testing. this house is going to go. What will happen to this house, the wise man and the foolish man? It may look beautiful. Maybe the one which is built on the rock is a small house because he had to put more time, more effort. So this is maybe a small house. The one with the sand may be a bigger one with pillars maybe. But however, all the problems that happened common to both of them. They had no. So what I'm coming to say, in your Christian life, whatever foundation you put it, whether you are putting it on the sand or whether you are putting it on the rock, you will be tested. There is no denial on that. There is, if you think that you will not be tested, you are on the wrong track. You are not thinking correctly what the Bible says. You will be tested like Jesus said. How is it going to be? Rain may come down, maybe a little, not much harm. When the floods came, little bit more harm maybe. Maybe when the winds blew, it can be a little bit terrible. But when it beats against the house, that means the winds are taking its full fury, or the full fury is coming against the house. Then the house says, no, it has to be. We have seen hurricanes, am I right? In Florida, even recently, there was a couple. You see how 150 or miles speed it comes. The house is really tested. And one of the stadiums, I saw the roof flew off in one of the stadiums there, or the Tampa Bay, I think, if I'm not wrong. You can see how that is really tested. Similarly, our Christian life will be tested. Whether you, what the foundations you put, it will be tested. That is called the testing of your faith. What does the Bible says when you are going to be tested? Read Romans chapter 5, verse 3. From Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Someone can read for me, please. Thank you, sister. So here you can see, Paul is writing, the first verse he says, after being justified by faith, we have access through faith into Christ Jesus. That means you who built a foundation on Christ Jesus, once you are justified by faith, you have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. But not only that, we also glory in tribulations. We also glory in difficult certain circumstances. This would be the attitude of a real Christian who built his house upon the rock. Why? Because he knows the tribulation or the testing that he's going through is going to produce perseverance. It is not easy. Am I right? It's not easy. This is going to produce character. And character is going to produce hope. Four things are there. If you are going through tribulation, some of you may be going through these tough times where rains are blowing, winds are against you. But one thing we should know, that we have a hope, and the hope that will not disappoint us, because the next verse says, the love of God has been poured out in our hearts. Love of God, that means when we go through this process, when we go through the testing of our faith, what is going to happen is we are going to have more hope in life. We are going to be more solid in God. We are not going to be in despair. What will happen to the foolish man? The foolish man doesn't have anything like this. That is the difference. That is the difference between a believer who's firm in Christ. All will have testing of your faith. But if your foundation is strong in the Lord, if you are strong and correct in the Lord, you know that this path that the Lord is allowing in you is going to make you a better person. Or you are going to persevere more. Your character is going to change. You are going to have hope in your life. And love of God will be poured into your lives. That is what. What does James chapter 1 verse 3 and 4 says? It also talks about the testing of your faith. Let me read it for you. It says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So when this is happening, when winds are blowing in your life, we learn patience. You know, there are so many illustrations I can use even from my personal life. But I don't want because of lack of time. God puts us through these testing times is because we can have patience in our life. And when we have patience, what the Bible says, the perfect work of God is revealed in that. The perfect work that God intends to do. The storms that are coming against the house is not to destroy us when we have the foundation right. If you have the foundation right, these storms are not going to destroy and take us off. But if your foundation is on something else, then you have a problem there. What is coming back? Let me come back to the scenario that we are seeing. Here you can see, we saw the two impacts we can see. And what are the two results? You all know the results. You know that the wise man who built his house on the rock was standing firm. But that who built on the sand, he hit, fell down. When the end result, so one of the things that God desires is, God desires us to make, during the tribulations or testing times, God wants us, as I said, God desires us to be strong in him. But once it is over, and once you see the results, God desires us to make us a testimony or a witness. Hallelujah. The end result, when you see, it really depends on the foundation. Where is the foundation? That is how the end result is going to be. That is why, young people, your foundation, if your right, your foundation is good in the Lord, that's going to carry you through till the end. However, if your foundation is not strong, you are going to falter. Sorry to say that. This is the word of God. You might falter in the way. You might be in despair because when the winds come, when the winds came, when it bet against the house, what happened? It fell down. You can see they will ponder. What is the pondering? If you ask them, they will ponder, where did it go wrong? Was the structure not wrong? Was something else mixed there? All this analysis of falling down will come up because your foundation is not strong. You may say, the winds were too strong for the building. You can blame it on the wind. You can blame it on other things, on other factors. But that is not the that is not the truth. When you see the true reality is, when the wise man had the foundation strong, it stood. If you blame the winds for your problems, if you blame the rain, if you blame the floods, that is not going to solve the problem. You can only be murmuring. You can only be complaining. You can only be contemplating and thinking where I made wrong. But it was your duty to make sure the foundation was right. It is your duty to think and understand. So the end result is that it fell down if you build your house upon the sand. Today, the desire of God is, on the other hand, the wise man, what he can say? The wise man will say, even though I spent time, other people would have thought I am foolish to build on the rock. You know what the Bible says? The message of the cross is foolishness to those who don't believe. But to us, it is the power of God. To you and me, it is God's power. So when you take a step aside from the world, from your peers, when you take a step and stand for God, it may be foolishness to them because they don't know Christ. But you who know Christ, what it is for you, it is God's power for you. That is what the Bible says, the message of the cross. So if you spend time with God, the wise man say will say, even though I had to work hard there, even though I had to spend time there, you know what? Now I am blessed because my house is still standing. My house did not fall. Even in the second analogy in 1 Corinthians 3:12, you can see that that which is made of gold, silver, and precious stones, the Bible says it will be burned with fire. There, it's just a different scenario given. See how the Holy Spirit talks. Here it was the water and floods and winds. There it will be burned by fire. And when it was burned with fire, wood, straw, and hay couldn't tolerate it. But gold, silver, and precious stones can tolerate. It will be revealed. So that is what God desires. God desires us to be a testimony or a witness to others. Hallelujah. That is what God wants us. I'm just going to conclude now. I just want you to think, where is your foundation today? Is your foundation on your health? Is your foundations that you must get stronger and do and be only on focused on your health, wealth, or education? Even though all these things are important to live in this world, in God's sight, your foundation should be in Jesus Christ. That is what God desires. So today, let our desire be to have a deeper foundation in Christ Jesus. Let our desire be to be strong in the times of our testing. Let our desire be to be a witness for God. And who can help us? Who is there to help us in all this? The Holy Spirit is there. He has given us freely. If you ask the Holy Spirit to help us, He will help us to have this strong foundation. Let come what may. Let the rain come down. Let the winds blow. Even if it takes the roof of the house, still our firm foundation in Christ Jesus is enough to take us through. So may the good Lord bless you with these words. I hope that you will make a right decision in having the strong foundation in Christ Jesus, standing for the truth, even though it may be foolishness to some people, even though you may be ridiculed by some people, even though you may be pushed aside because of peer pressure. Know one thing, the great God who created everything is with you and with me when you stand for the Lord. May the good Lord bless you with these words. I request the Sunday school children to come up now and to say their memory verses and their testimony.